It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state no longer requires masks in many settings, including schools. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
In an updated public health order from the governor, face coverings are no longer required in any setting for children between the ages of 3 and 11. That would include schools and camps. They're also no longer required for unvaccinated people 12 and older in schools or Colorado Division of Motor Vehicle offices. Local public health departments could still require them. Masks are still required for unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated staff, residents, and visitors in jails, homeless shelters, and healthcare settings. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Early childhood education could get a boost through a grant to the University of Colorado Denver. The money is to help support the state's early child care workforce. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
The $2.3 million grant aims to make it easier for early childhood educators across the state to get degrees. Early childhood educators say degree programs are typically too expensive and inconvenient. Colorado has a critical shortage of early educators at a time when the state is gearing up to implement a universal preschool program for four-year-olds. The funders who awarded the grants say women of color make up nearly half of the early childhood workforce, but they don't have equal access to higher education, training, or compensation compared to K-12 teachers. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
A toxic algae bloom on a southern Colorado reservoir has state officials urging caution. That's at Deweese Reservoir in Custer County. Here's KRCC's Andrea Chalfin.
People and their pets should avoid contact with the water. Fishing is allowed, but state officials say anglers should avoid touching the water and properly clean and cook any fish they catch. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says blue-green algae is common as temperatures rise, but usually occurs in late summer. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
There's more rain in the forecast for Metro Denver and the Front Range. This is CPR News.